So I just got off the phone with someone who confessed that they had broken up with their ex-girlfriend of 5 years after she had gained about 25 pounds, and he said that they couldn't hold deep conversations together. At first, I'm kind of like, okay, well, maybe just like you've fallen out of love, whatever. But the fact that he was saying, like, I would watch her undress and just like cringe, and I didn't want to, I would still have sex with her, but I wasn't really into her. I was more of a friend than a lover. And, I don't know. Like, I don't even know how to take that. It just sounds a little douchebag to me. Like, if he really loved her, he would, like, help her to lose the weight or whatever. Just, I don't know why guys don't even say anything. Like, and he said he was, not in love with her, but I guess they were mainly just for sex at first. But I want to know how it went on for 5 years. It's just, I don't know. Pretty crazy. Anyways, I thought that story was interesting. And then, people here are so fucking crazy. He started to go into how I live in Beverly Hills and how people are so snobby here. He would never live here, like going on and off, whatever. I live here. So I told him, I didn't always grow up here. And he's like, oh, no, you didn't? Like, I think he thought I lived, had always lived in Beverly Hills. I said, no. Had I grown up in Beverly Hills, I probably would never talk to you, which is true. Very, very true. And this image is everything, town. Because he lives in Koreatown and he parks cars for a living. And if I grew up in Beverly Hills, which probably would have meant that I was well off, there is no way in hell I would have gave him the time of day. And if he can't realize that, like if that is not something, like if you think it's attainable to date a millionaire when you're a fucking, when you're really like super poor, not super poor, but I don't know, just, I think you can get what I mean. Just. It doesn't really happen that often. It mainly happens for girls that a rich person would date a like really attractive, less wealthy girl than a girl would date like a poor, because girls want like Beverly Hills girls with like someone who drives a Toyota, like that's not happening. I'm not saying I'm that way, because I moved here like a year ago, and I'm only here because it's close to my school, and it's in no way am I living like this, like decadent lifestyle, the fucking rich and famous. And I just find it funny when people find out that I live in Beverly Hills. They instantly want to put it down, like I would never move there. I don't know how you could live there. The people are so snobby. Blah, 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 like just going on. You can't park on the street after 2:30. I'm like, everybody has a fucking driveway. No one needs to park, like on the street. Like, there's enough room in their driveway. And if you do need to get a permit or something for the day, then you get that from City Hall. And I guess a lot of people don't realize that either. Like, even where I'm from, like in the valley, like you have to do that after 2:30 or 3 o'clock. You can't park on the street. You have to get a permit or just park it somewhere else. And I guess they're not used to that. I guess they're, I don't know. I don't even know what the fuck they're used to. But I just find it rude when people talk shit about where you live when it's not even like bad. Like, I bet a lot of people would want to be in my place and live in the city that I live in. Like, granted, I didn't pick it like, wow, I always want to live in Beverly Hills. Like, I don't want to live in Silver Lake. I'm sorry. I have nothing to do over there. does not revolve like my activities. I don't want to live in fucking Los Feliz. I don't want to live in Koreatown. No. I don't want to live in Palm. Like, and the reason why I know why where I would live and where whatever is because I grew up in LA and I know the areas because I've lived here all my life. I didn't just move here and then just stay in one little area. Like, I've kind of ventured out into each area of South LA. I'm not South LA, of the Southland, like Southern California. And I've seen what it has to offer. And I know what I like and what I don't like. Right now, I live here. I'm, like, all, like, sticking up for it. Like, why would you talk about shit about living in Beverly Hills? Like, please. It's nice. It's safe. It's quiet. There's, like, good food. I mean, granted, I probably won't stay here because I can't afford it. Probably, if I have a family or whatever in a few years. But, yeah, and I want to leave California anyways, or Southern California. But, yeah. I think they're just talking shit because they are in a less fortunate situation. I'm not saying mine is, like, super cozy or whatever. I don't know. I think it's more of they're hating because they're sort of jealous. But then I say, why would you even talk to me if you don't like the fact that I live here? If it's such a big deal to you that I live here, then why would you even talk to me? And then I was just like, I'm not like a millionaire. I don't have gobs and gobs of money. And then after that, he's like, oh, well, yeah, I had a fun time talking. I hope you had a fun time talking too. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about all that. Like, guys are so fucking weird. They're very weird. I just wanted to have like a regular conversation. I'm so over LA. The weather, semi-cool. I'm over the weather. Beam me out of here.